You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday Miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And we welcome you in to another edition of Legion Baseball here on KNZA, 103.9 FM from Wathena. The 2022 1AA Zone Tournament continues here tonight as we'll bring you two more games on tap, and we appreciate everyone out there listening. Of course, last night it was quite the adventure in the couple of games that we had for you here on KNZA. We'll dive into that momentarily and get you set for our games here this evening. Again, from Wathena, Colin Feldkamp in studio, Brandon Tadman with you, and we thank you once again. I want to thank our great sponsors as well throughout the course of the summer. I want to thank C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safe. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, highlandcc.edu for more information there. Also, Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Well, last night we saw two high-scoring affairs. We saw Marysville advance to tonight's first game with a 9-6 win over Corning. Marysville scored the first nine runs in that ball game. Corning scored the last six and able to hold it off from there. Marysville 9, Corning 6. And then we saw the top seed, Doniphan County, punch their ticket to tomorrow night's championship as they beat Hiawatha 16-9 in a game that went well into the night, about 11:30 when that game wrapped up. And we will have Marysville and Seneca in an elimination game. And then the winner of this one will move on and play in the nightcap against Hiawatha. And then the winner of that ball game tonight advancing to take on at Doniphan County tomorrow night in the championship game. Well, let's dive into the lineups. Marysville, the away team here for this first one, they'll go like this. Ben Kirkland will lead things off. He is at shortstop. Tregan Graff is in right field. He is batting second. Dom Fisher is batting third and playing second. Peyton LeDuc is the designated hitter batting cleanup. Connor Halbert at first and batting fifth. Tristan Schaefer is batting sixth and in left field. Chris Bartles at third base batting seventh. Nate Fisher is catching batting eighth. And Hunter Hill is in center field. He rounds out the lineup batting ninth with Gavin Elder pitching for Marysville. So again, Kirkland at short, Graff in right. Dom Fisher at second, LeDuc DH. Halbert at first, Schaefer in left. Bartles at third, Fisher catching, and Hill is in center field. For Seneca, the home team tonight, it'll be Andrew Henry to lead things off. He is in center field. Jonah Dieters, the catcher, batting second. Landon Baker's at short, batting third. John Strothman is pitching and batting cleanup. Cooper Kramer at first base, batting fifth. Aiden Feldkamp at third base, batting sixth. Garrett Hurler at second base, batting seventh. Jaden Thomas in left field, batting eighth. And then Keaton Rottinghouse in right field and rounding out the Seneca lineup. So again, four. Seneca, it's Henry in center, Dieters catching, Baker at short, Strothman pitching, Kramer at first, Feldkamp at third, Herter at second, Thomas in left, and Rottinghouse is in right field. Seneca, the home team, rocking their green tops with yellow numerals and lettering. They got their white pants, and then just what we saw with Marysville last night, rocking the all-gray uniforms with black numerals and lettering, and they are trimmed out in red. These two teams opened up this tournament on Saturday night. Seneca with a 4-3 comeback victory. That was a game where Marysville led 3-1 in the seventh. Seneca put together a two-out rally, able to get the win 4-3. And Seneca went on to lose to Doniphan County 17-3 on a Sunday night and put them down here in the lower half of the bracket. Seneca was awaiting, did not play yesterday, and was awaiting for their matchup here tonight, and they get Marysville again, who got by Corning by a 9-6 final. So again, for Seneca, the home team, Strothman pitching tonight. Dieters catching for him. Feldkamp at third. Baker at short. Herter at second. You have Kramer at first. Then the outfield, Thomas in left. Henry in center. And Rottinghouse is in right field. And then for Marysville, Kirkland, Graff, and Fisher set to lead things off here in this ball game. Again, an elimination game. The winner will play in the nightcap against Hiawatha. And then the winner of that ball game gets Doniphan County tomorrow night in the championship game of this zone tournament. Very impressed with Ben Kirkland for Marysville. Very good defensive shortstop. Has a good bat with him as well. He will lead things off. So here we go. The first of two. Thanks for tuning in. And Strothman's first pitch drills Kirkland in the back. Right away, one pitch and a hit batter. We saw it yesterday as well in both games. We saw plenty of batters hit by a pitch. And, boy, right on cue, we keep that momentum going here tonight. In the first game, one pitch and Kirkland is on. They're taking a fastball in the back, and that'll bring up Tragen Graff, the right fielder. Strothman, a quick throw over to first, keeping Kirkland honest. That is a guy who can definitely steal second base with good athleticism over there. And he does go. The pitch is inside for ball one. There's the throw, and it gets away, and Kirkland's in there with a stolen base. And once again, the athleticism of Kirkland, and the pitch from Strothman to Graff was a little bit inside, so the count, one ball and no strikes. We saw Graff pitch last night, about 3 1/3. Next pitch by Strothman inside once again, two balls and no strikes. Off speed, and that one catches the outside corner. And two balls and one strike here to Tragen Graff. With Kirkland at second, nobody out, just getting going, no score. So Strothman right out of the stretch from the get-go, and there's a swing and a miss. And from 2-0, it evens up now with two balls and two strikes. This is the sixth meeting between these two teams this summer. Marysville's won 3 of the 5. Seneca, of course, winning the one in the tournament opener on Saturday night. That ball gets away into the backstop. Kirkland able to take third, and now Graff has a full count at 3-2. So a runner at third, nobody out. Here's a 3-2 pitch from Strothman. Ground ball left side, but just foul. So we'll do it at least one more time at 3-2. Marysville jumped out on Corning early last night, scored the first 9 runs of the game, and route to a 9-6 win. This one's hit well towards left. Thomas, though, has it teed up, makes the catch in the shade. Should be deep enough to score Kirkland. It does. So a sacrifice fly as Tragen Graff gets the job done, and Marysville is on the board first. They lead it 1-0. That'll bring up the second baseman, Dom Fisher, with one out, nobody on. Marysville out to a 1-0 lead. That one's hit well towards left field. Thomas coming in, and a dive. Does he make the catch? He does. A diving catch in left field by Thomas. So back-to-back plays by Thomas in left, and quickly two outs. So the DH, Peyton LeDuc, now with two outs and nobody on. That's Strothman trying to get out with minimal damage done. First pitch in there for a strike. LeDuc was 0 for 4 yesterday. Here's a ground ball up the middle. It's a slow roller. Backhanded by Herter. Kicks away from him. And LeDuc's going to be safe at first. And they will give an error there to Herter, the second baseman. That'll bring up Connor Halberts as the inning continues. So a runner at first, two down, 1-0 Marysville here in the top of the first. Halbert was clutch in the win over Corning at a couple RBI singles and a throw to first. Gets away past Kramer, and that's going to allow LeDuc to take second base. It'll be an error by the pitcher, and quickly two errors. here in the last about 60 seconds or so. So he's in a scoring position. Albert came through with a couple of clutch two-out RBI singles yesterday. Has a chance to maybe do it again here to start the ball game. Fouls one away here, count 0-1. Kirkland led off the inning. He was hit by a pitch. He stole second, got to third on a wild pitch. And then Graff drove him in with a sacrifice fly, and then Fisher lined out to left. Leduc reached on an error. Albert takes a curveball in there for strike number two. So now down 0-2. Needs to protect here with a runner at second and two down. Stroffman looks at second, fires, and just getting a piece and fouling it away. It is Albert, so we'll do it again at 0-2. Again, Albert very good in the game last night. 2-for-3, couple of singles, couple of RBIs, and now he's going to hit one towards the first baseman, and it's caught by Kramer for the out. But Marysville able to get on the board first. They strand one, but score one, and have a 1-0 lead over Seneca as we head to the bottom of the first, and we're back right after this.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Your project starts here. With the help of Hiawatha Farm and Home, install Barmer Lumber, especially if your project is reshingling. Both locations stock shingles by Owens Corning and CertainTeed, and can order other brands if you prefer. They also stock black felt paper rolls, and a new product you might consider is synthetic roofing underlayment. It's the future in felt replacement technology. The advanced polymer handles the wind and rain, has a 30-year warranty, and is 20 times stronger than 30-pound felt. Check out all your roofing options at Stahl Barmer Lumber in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by Ryan Meininger and team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. Also want to thank Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? And Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Colin Fellkamp in studio, Brandon Salmon with you. Marysville, they get a run on no hits in the top of the first inning. Couple of errors by Seneca's defense. A sacrifice fly from Tragen Graff. And Marysville, again, with a 1-0 lead as we get set to start the bottom of the first inning, as it will be Gavin Elder pitching for Marysville tonight. In this elimination game, winner will play Hiawatha in the nightcap, with the winner of that ball game advancing to the championship tomorrow night against Doniphan County. So Andrew Henry, Jonah Dieters, and Landon Baker, the top three in the Seneca lineup, due up here against Elder in the first. So here is Henry playing in center field, steps in from the right side. Elder's first pitch is swung on and missed off speed. For strike number one. Seneca rallied to beat Marysville Saturday in the tournament opener 4-3, and then they lost Sunday 17-3 to Doniphan County to put themselves into this ball game. This one's roped down the left field line, and it is just foul, I believe. And it is. Well struck there by Henry, but just left of the foul line, and the count now 0-2. So every play certainly important in an elimination game. Doniphan County, the luxury of not having to play tonight after their win over Hiawatha last night. Next pitch is off speed and outside. Good eye by Henry. It's 1-2. Nate Fisher is catching for Gavin Elder. And a swing and a miss. And the tag is applied for out number one, and Elder registers strikeout number one. So here's Jonah Dieters, the catcher. He's going to step in. Nobody on, one out. Marysville with a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of inning number one. Elder working quickly. First pitch is a little looper towards shallow left center field, and it drops in for a hit. So Dieters comes through with a one-out single, and Seneca has their first base runner. So now the shortstop, Landon Baker. Kind of looks like we're going to have a courtesy runner here for Dieters. That's going to be Cooper Scott. With Dieters being the catcher, they give him the courtesy runner with Scott now at first base. With one out and a quick throw to first by Elder, and Scott's back in time. Elder, a right-handed thrower, gets a quick call and fires, and it's a foul ball. Straight back into the fence. And the count 0-1 on Landon Baker. So again, Doniphan County winning their two games to get to the championship tomorrow night, beating Seneca 17-3 Sunday. As Baker fouls this one down the right field line and just gets away from the right fielder Graff, and it's now 0-2. And beating Seneca 17-3 Sunday, and then last night in the nightcap, they beat Hiawatha in a wild contest, 16-9. And now they're off tonight waiting for their opponent to be determined for the championship tomorrow night, which we'll have for you here on KNZA. Here's the 0-2. Another foul ball by Baker. Good battle here with Elder. With John Strothman due up next. Seneca, a light roster, just the one sub with Scott, who is at first base, courtesy runner for Jonah Dieters, who had the one-out single. Here's the 0-2. Another off-speed, just a bit high. And it's one ball and two strikes. Hiawatha will get the winner of this one in the nightcap after their loss to D.C. last night. Another throw by Elder. Good stop over there at first base by Halbert. Saw that a few times last night in the pair of ball games. Trying to keep runners honest over there at first, and then throws getting away, allowing runners to get up to second base. Here's the 1-2. This one's driven towards center field, and it drops in for a hit in front of Hill. So a good battle there with Landon Baker, and on a two-strike count, he drills one into center field for a one-out single, and now first and second with one out. So back-to-back singles by Dieters and Baker. That'll bring up the cleanup man, John Strothman, the pitcher. Seneca, a chance to get on the board and match or maybe excel the one run Marysville had in the top half of this inning. First pitch to Strothman in there for strike one. Scott, the courtesy runner at second base. Baker at first. Here's the 0-1, and that one's ripped towards left field, and that's in there for a hit. And they will stop the runner at third, and just like that, the bases are loaded with one out. Three straight singles by Seneca have loaded him up here in the first for Cooper Kramer, the first baseman. So Scott at third, Baker at second, now Strothman at first. And the lefty Cooper Kramer steps in with a big RBI chance here to potentially tie this ball game up early or give his team an early lead. Here's Elder's pitch, and this one is driven towards right center field. Graff and Hill moving towards it. It's the center fielder Hill who makes the catch. The tag is applied, and it will be a sacrifice fly as Scott's able to score from third, and it's a tie ball game now. We're at 1-1. So Kramer does the job. The sack fly to center field. Baker tags to third. Strothman stays at first. So runners at the corners now with two down. And the first pitch to Aiden Feldkamp is outside for ball one. So we're tied at one. A chance here for Feldkamp to give his team an early lead. Elder's pitch is in there for strike one. Now one ball and one strike. So after a strikeout for Andrew Henry to start, three straight singles to load the bases, and a sacrifice fly by Cooper Kramer. Next pitch in there for a strike, and now that ball gets away from the pitcher Elder, but a good stop there by Kirkland to keep it in play. So now Feldkamp needs to protect, one ball and two strikes. Runners at the corners with two down. Here's Elder's pitch, and just getting a piece and fouling it away is Feldkamp, so he stays alive at one and two. A 1-1 tie here in the first. Chance for Seneca to take the lead. Can Feldkamp come away with a two-out hit? Another off-speed, just a bit outside. Nate Fisher trying to paint the corner. Not get the call from the umpire. Now two balls and two strikes. Two-two by Elder, and this one's a looper towards shallow right center field, and it drops in for a hit. And Feldkamp comes through with the RBI single, and Seneca takes a 2-1 lead. Four singles here in the inning, and runners still at the corners with two outs, and now Garrett Herter gets an opportunity, the second baseman. As Strothman goes first to third, and the first pitch low for ball one. So Seneca with a good response here after Marysville got on the board in the top half of the inning. Elder's next pitch is swung on and missed. Good location on the outside corner, and it's now one ball and one strike. Strothman at third, Feldkamp at first. Elder's next pitch is low and outside, and Feldkamp takes second base without a throw. So now second and third with two down. Base hit could drive in two more. Next pitch is way up and inside as Herter has to duck out of the way, and it's now three balls and one strike. Jaden Thomas on deck. A walk here would load the bases for a second time this inning, but he swings at the 3-1, and it's fouled away. So now we got a 3-2 count. Bottom of the first, Seneca 2, Marysville 1. Runners at second and third, a full count here to the second baseman Herter, batting from the right side, and he just got a piece and fouls it away, so we'll do it again at 3-2. And it's a big at-bat here. If Elder can limit the damage and keep it at 2-1, but a base hit could drive in two more. And just missing inside on the off-speed pitch, ball four, and the bases are loaded for a second time here in the first. So now Jaden Thomas gets a chance here, the lefty. With the bases loaded and two outs, his team with a 2-1 lead. A sack fly by Cooper Kramer and an RBI single by Feldkamp. And now Thomas steps in. The big opportunity to spread out that lead. First pitch by Elder, just missing outside, ball one. Strothman at third, Feldkamp at second, Herter at first. Ground ball foul. Just getting a piece, now one ball and one strike. Eighth man to come to the plate here for Seneca in the bottom of the first. And Thomas has the bases loaded with two outs. Next pitch, just missing outside. And now it's 2-1. Big opportunity here. Here's the 2-1. That one catches the outside corner. And a big pitch there makes it two balls and two strikes. Marysville got one in the top half with a sacrifice fly. Now this one's hit towards the right side. A grounder to Dom Fisher at second, over to Halbert, who throws to first and gets Thomas in time. So A couple of runs, big-time stuff there for Seneca as they take the lead. 2-1 over Marysville. We head to the second inning, and we're back right after this.
Did you know that SBS Insurance can insure everything in your garage? Whether you beat the trails, ride the open road, enjoy the rippling waters, or camp in style, we have the ability to protect the property that you have worked so hard to enjoy. Find out how much you can save by having SBS Insurance Agency quote your boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. We can save you time and money by bundling all of your property with one of our multiple companies. Call SBS Insurance and we will put you on the path to protection.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KNZA.
Oh, good and bad for Seneca in the bottom of the first inning. The good is they took the lead on Marysville with two runs on four hits. The bad news, they left the bases loaded. Jaden Thomas, a ground out to second base to close the inning, but they get a sacrifice fly from Cooper Kramer and then an RBI single by Aiden Feldkamp. And we head to the top of the second with Seneca leading Marysville 2-1. Colin Feldkamp in studio, Brandon Tadman with you. Winner gets Hiawatha in the nightcap here is... These games will determine who's going to take on Doniphan County in the championship of this zone tournament tomorrow night. Marysville will have 6, 7, 8 in the order here in the top of the second with Schaefer, Bartles, and Nate Fisher. Facing off against John Strothman, the right-handed thrower for Seneca. So here we go, 2-1 is our score. Seneca with the lead, first pitch here to start the second. In there for strike one to Tristan Schaefer. Schaefer 1-for-3 last night in the one over Corning. He had a single and an RBI. He is also hit by a pitch, and now he's quickly down in the count 0-2. And Strothman likes the call. Off speed and clinching the outside corner. Three pitches and a strikeout there for Strothman, ringing up his first on the night and quickly one out here in the top of the second. And Chris Bartles, now the third baseman, steps in. He was 1-for-4 with a single yesterday in the Corning ball game. That's from the right side. Strothman's first pitch outside for ball one. Working quickly, Strothman again, just a bit upstairs. 2-0 count here on Bartles. And the 2-0 is in there for strike number one. And you see Strothman working quickly here in the second. Likes the sign quickly, lifts and fires. Just missing a little bit inside. And now 3-1 with Nate Fisher on deck. Defense fairly straight up for Seneca. This one fouled straight back into the screen, and Bartles, his reaction there, kind of tapping the plate with his bat, makes me believe he thought he had an opportunity there and just missed. Now it's 3-2. Just missing on an off-speed pitch, and a good eye there for Bartles, and he walks with one out, so he takes first base. So now the catcher, Nate Fisher. Fisher had a very good game against Corning last night. 3 hits and 4 at-bats. He drove in 2. Also had a stolen base and a run scored. He steps in with Bartles at first and one out here in the top of the second. His team trailing Seneca 2-1. Strothman's pitch out of the stretch. Inside for ball one. 'Nother nice warm evening here in Wathena. As Strothman's next pitch is fouled away. Now 1-1. Seneca's defense in the infield, Feldkamp at third, Baker at short, Herter at second, Kramer at first. A late swing, fouling this one away is Nate Fisher, and he's down in the count 1-2. You have Thomas in left, Henry in center, Rottinghouse is in right. Hunter Hill on deck for Marysville. Strothman out of the stretch has a 1-2 count and fires, and another foul ball. So a good battle here with Nate Fisher, who again had three hits last night against Corning. Bats from the left side against the right-hander Strothman. Here's the 1-2 again. And a swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch for strike three. Second strikeout here in the inning for Strothman, and now two outs. So now the number nine hitter, Hunter Hill, the center fielder. He was 1-for-3 last night. Also hit by a pitch. Strothman a quick throw to first, and Bartles back in time. And Bartles with a one-out walk here in the inning, sandwiched between two strikeouts. Seneca trying to preserve the 2-1 lead here early on. Here's a ground ball right side. Herter on a nice hop over to first, and in time for Kramer. And that will do it. So a one-out walk does no harm. We head to the bottom of the second. Seneca with a 2-1 lead.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KNZA.
To the bottom of the second we go. Seneca with a 2-1 lead on Marysville in this 1AA zone tournament ball game here from Wathena tonight. Elimination game between these two. Winner will play the nightcap with Hiawatha. And the winner of that ball game gets Doniphan County tomorrow night in the championship ball game. Double elimination. Doniphan County got there winning their first two games, so whoever wins in the nightcap will have to beat Doniphan County twice to win the tournament. Doniphan County, if they can win in that first ball game, would advance to the state tournament. And Seneca with a 2-1 lead as we get set for the bottom of the second. It'll be 9-1-2 in the order for Seneca with Rottinghouse, Henry, and Dieters. So here's Keaton Rottinghouse, the right fielder. We'll lead things off against Gavin Elder, the Marysville pitcher. Rottinghouse will bat from the right side. Here is the kick in first pitch here in the bottom of the second. It's outside for ball one. Both pitchers working fairly quickly as the next pitch is low and outside, and quickly Rottinghouse in a good spot here. It's 2-0. And the 2-0 is hit towards the middle, but slow enough. Kirkland, the shortstop, able to cut it off before getting to the outfield. He fires to Halbert in time for out number one. So back to the top of the order, it's Andrew Henry who struck out in his first at-bat. Nobody on and one out here in the bottom of the second. Elder fires the first pitch. It swung on and missed. Seneca Seneca got two runs on four hits in the first. They left the bases loaded. See if that turns out to be a big key. Ground ball left side, and it's off the glove of Bartles and skips into left field. And Henry is on with one out. That'll bring up Jonah Dieters on the runner at first and one out. They give an error to the third baseman there. First pitch swinging here for Dieters. He's going to send one out towards left field. Schaefer, though, is there to make the catch for out number two. That'll bring up Landon Baker, who singled and scored in the first. He's got Henry at first base with two outs. Felder trying to get out of the inning with no harm done. Pitch is low. Steal attempt. Throw is wide as Henry gets into second base as the ball skips out towards shallow center field, but no advance past second. So Henry into scoring position with two outs. Baker can come through. Seneca holding on to an early 2-1 lead. Baker bats from the right side. Here's the pitch. It skips in the dirt. For ball one. Correction, now the count, two balls and no strikes. And Elder's pitch is fouled away. The count now, two balls and one strike here on the shortstop, Landon Baker. Elder out of the stretch. Dom Fisher holding Henry at second a little bit. Next pitch is behind Baker, and now it's 3-1 with John Stropston due up next. Seneca trying to put together a little two-out rally here to put a run together. Here's a ground ball left side. Slow roller for Bartles at third. Long throw, beautifully placed. And Halbert has it to retire the side. So a runner in scoring position with two outs does no harm. Both teams lay up zeros in the second. We head to the third, 2-1 Seneca.
If you take pride in your yard's appearance, then you know what a great tool a string trimmer can be. Heinen True Value Farm Supplies in downtown Seneca is your local steel dealer, offering sales and service of the steel line. Steel trimmers are reliable, easy to use, powerful, and now you can choose battery-powered or gas-powered. Their trimmers and weed eaters come in a variety of handles with either loop or bi-candle style. Around the house or for commercial use, steel trimmers make the work easier. See Heinen True Value Farm Supplies in downtown Seneca.
It's your choice. In healthcare, there's a common belief that you're limited to the options your specialist suggests for your ancillary services, including lab work, imaging, therapy, and other diagnostic testing. The truth is, you make the decision on where you go for those services, depending on your insurance coverage. Bemaha Valley Community Hospital provides a wide range of ancillary services to best fit the needs of you and your family. Please visit www.nemvch.com to view a list of all of our current services. Bemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safe. Also by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. HighlandCC.edu for more information there. Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Colin Felkamp in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Inning number three here in Wathena. First of two games tonight in this 1AA zone tournament. Elimination game as Seneca with a 2-1 lead on Marysville. As Marysville will have the top of the order here in the third with Kirkland, Graff, and Dom Fisher facing off against John Stropman. Kirkland was hit by the first pitch of the game. Came around to score on the sacrifice fly by Tregan Graff. Gave Marysville the first run of the game. To start the third, his team down 2-1. Strothman shakes off the first sign, likes number two, and fires, and a pitch is low for ball one. Strothman likes the first sign here, and a fastball is low and outside, skips in the dirt. Now 2-0 here to Kirkland. Kirkland last night against Corning, 0-for-3 with a walk. And he takes one right down the middle for strike number one. So now 2 balls and 1 strike. He was also hit by a pitch last night as well. He had a stolen base and scored a couple of runs. Next pitch, off speed and catching the outside corner. So quickly, count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the 2-2. And another off-speed pitch. It bends in there for strike three and a good location there. Now 3 strikeouts for Strothman and the first out here in the third. That'll bring up Tragen Graf, the right fielder, who drove in the Marysville run in the first with a sacrifice fly to left field. He's got nobody on and one out here in the third. First pitch by Strothman is low and outside for ball one. Ball skipped away from Strothman, thrown back by Dieters, but able to settle. Now kicks and fires the 1-0. Little bit high. 2 balls and no strikes. Quickly fires the 2-0 and kind of a half-hearted swing there and swings right through it. It's now 2-1. Sixth meeting between these two this summer. Marysville's won 3 of the 5. Plus Seneca won in the opener on Saturday here in Wathena, 4-3. Strothman's next pitch was outside, and now Graf in a good spot with the count 3-1. And the next pitch low and inside, ball 4, so a 1-out walk to Graf, and that'll bring up Dom Fisher. So Fisher lined out to left, his first time up, and he's got Graf at first base with 1 out here in the top of the third. Seneca holding on to a 2-1 lead. Strothman quick throw to first, and Graf is back in time. Pretty good lead, but no steal. This one is hit high in the air. Frustration there by Dom Fisher. It's into shallow left center, and it's dropped by the center fielder, Henry. Looked like it was in his glove and popped right out. And discussing to see if they're going to give Andrew Henry an error out there in center field. They will give Henry the error. So Graf is at second base and Dom Fisher now at first after the E8. And a swing and a miss here to Peyton LeDuc for strike number one. So an opportunity here for Marysville to potentially tie the game or take the lead. Still 1 out, 2 on. Next pitch by Strothman is low and inside for ball one. LeDuc also reached on an error in his first at bat. 3 errors by Seneca already, and this one's hit towards right field, and that's going to drop in and past Rodinghouse, and it gets by him and near the fence all the way into the corner. This could score. It's going to score one at least. Here's a throw home and not in time. And just like that, it's an RBI double for Peyton LeDuc. And the game is tied at 2. As Dom Fisher now at third base, LeDuc at second with the double. And he comes through. And the game is tied at 2-2 with still just 1 out in the top of the third. Now this one is roped into left field, and that's going to be a hit. That's Connor Halbert who comes through with the RBI. Now it skips away from Thomas in left, and both runs are going to come in to score. And just like that, it's a 4-2 Marysville lead. But a second run scoring on an error by the left fielder, Thomas. Halbert gets an RBI. And just like that, Marysville up 4-2 with still just one out here in the top of the third. Tristan Schaefer is up, who struck out his first at bat. And a throw by Strothman, or pitch to Schaefer, hits him, and he's got to take first base. Now, Strothman, see some frustration now with runners at first and second. Still just one out. Marysville, they've already plated three here in the inning to take a 4-2 lead. First pitch to Chris Bartles is swung on and missed for strike one. He walked in his first at bat. And now he's going to loop this one towards the second baseman, Herter, not enough to be a base hit. So out number two is recorded, and nearly a double play as Halbert was able to get back to second in time. So Bartles pops out to second, and now two outs for Nate Fisher. Fisher struck out his first time up. He's got first and second here with two down. His team now in front by two at 4-2. Seneca's defense has already committed four errors in this ballgame. And now first pitch swinging and a looper towards center, but it's going to drop short of center field. Everyone's going to be safe. Not enough time for Herter to make a play, and now the bases are loaded with two outs. Should be an infield hit there for Nate Fisher. And now that's going to be Hunter Hill who steps in with the bases loaded and two outs. He grounded out the second his first time up. And now a real chance here to create a little more breathing room for Marysville. They lead it 4-2 here in the top of the third. Bases loaded, two outs. Strothman's first pitch is low and inside for ball one. So Marysville, they bat around here in the third. And the next pitch outside, now 2-0. Strothman working quickly, fires one. That catches the outside corner. Now two balls and one strike here to Hill. You have Halbert at third, Schaefer at second, Fisher at first. And the next pitch in there for a strike, and it's now two balls and two strikes. And Strothman get out of this inning with his team now trailing by two. That pitch very close, but just missing. And the count now three balls and two strikes. So a monster pitch coming up here for Strothman on the number nine hitter, Hunter Hill. And here it is. Missing upstairs. Ball four. Run scores. Make it 5-2 Marysville. Schaefer to third, Fisher to second, Hill at first, and now Kirkland steps back in for the second time this inning. And he's got the bases loaded with two outs. Certainly a dangerous hitter in this opportunity. And the first pitch drills him in the back. That is twice that Kirkland has been hit by a pitch here tonight, and that scores another run. Make it 6-2 Marysville. Things are certainly unraveling a little bit here for Seneca. Here comes a meeting on the hill. And see if this is going to be a pitching change or just a discussion. So this will be the 11th batter to come up in Trigg and Graff here this inning. The bases are still loaded with two outs. Marysville, they have scored five here in the third. To go from down 2-1 to up 6-2. You've had multiple errors this inning. You've had multiple walks, a hit batter, a single and a double. So Strothman will continue to pitch. A boy really needs to get out of this one right here. As you're diving through the top of this order, most dangerous hitters here for Marysville, Graff, no exception to that. Strothman's first pitch to him is grounded foul, left side. And the count is 0-1. So his first at bat this inning, he walked and scored. He also had the sacrifice fly in the first. And a good pitch there by Strothman, swing and a miss, and the count's 0-2. Can Strothman get out of the inning? Here's the 0-2, and just getting a piece is Graff to foul that one away. He'll stay alive at 0-2. And here it is once again, and another foul ball, reaching twice on those last two, and Graff just getting a piece barely to stay alive. You have Nate Fisher at third, Hunter Hill at second, Ben Kirkland at first. And the pitch is low for ball one. One ball and two strikes here on Graff. Five runs have scored for Marysville in the inning. They lead it 6-2. And there's a swing and a miss, and finally Seneca out of the inning. But Marysville doing the damage indeed. They score five and take a 6-2 lead to the bottom of the third we go here on KNZA.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect what Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Monster inning for Marysville. They tag Seneca for five runs on three hits. They did leave the bases loaded, but they turn a 2-1 deficit into a 6-2 lead. As we've hit the bottom of the third inning, Seneca now with some work to do. They'll send up Strothman, Kramer, and Feldkamp here in this inning against Gavin Elder, who now has a nice little four-run cushion. We have seen here in the last couple of nights that sometimes these teams can score runs in bunches and really turn the momentum in a game pretty quickly, so we'll see how the rest of the day goes out. And just like that, first pitch swinging, and Strothman drills a single to left field. So he's got two singles and two at-bats here. And now Cooper Kramer steps in. Kramer hit a sack fly to center his first time up. Driving in one of the two runs in the first. The lefty steps in, and now Elder out of the stretch. Fires the first pitch, and it's low and inside, ball one. Decent lead over there for Strothman. He'll take off. Here's the throw by Nate Fisher, and the tag is applied, and Strothman is out. Fisher guns down Strothman, trying to steal second. There's the first out of the inning. And the count 2-0 here on Cooper Kramer, so that's a big out here at the inning after Marysville put up a five spot in the top half. Take a four-run lead. Seneca got their leadoff man on, and now he's gunned down at second base trying to steal. And the next pitch outside to Kramer, so the count now 3-0. Aiden Feldkamp on deck. Here is the 3-0, and it's ball four. So now it could have been a scenario where there was two on and nobody out. With the Cont stealing there, it's one on and one out for Feldkamp, who had an RBI single in his first at-bat. Got Kramer at first and one out. Elder fires the first pitch. It's outside for ball one. Marysville with a 6-2 lead here on Seneca in the bottom of the third. Next pitch by Elder. Just inside, 2-0. Here on Feldkamp. Albert holding the runner at first. Here's a ground ball left side. Bartles will throw to second. It's a low throw, and it gets into right field. And that's going to be an error on Bartles at third, so everyone is safe. Now first and second with one out for Garrett Herter. So Herter, who walked in his first at-bat, steps in. Runners at first and second with one out. And he loops this one towards the second baseman, Dom Fisher. So swinging at the first pitch and popping out to second base is Herter. And there's quickly the second out here in the inning. So now it's up to Jaden Thomas. Runners at first and second with two down. He grounded out to second base. His first time up. He's going to hit this one down the first base line, but just foul. And the count's 0-1. See if Thomas can come through here. Base hit could score one. You have Kramer at second, Feldkamp at first. Seneca trailing by four here in the bottom of the third. The 0-1 missing outside, now one ball and one strike. And this one's popped up, left side. Third baseman Bartles into foul territory, and a diving effort, can't get there. Good effort there by Bartles, just unable to make the play. And the count now, one ball and two strikes. Could have redeemed himself. Bartles has a couple of errors here early on, but hoping the one in this inning does no harm. There are two outs. Trying to keep Seneca off the board after Marysville hung up five in their last at-bat. It's a 6-2 Marysville lead. Here's the 1-2. And this one's hit towards center field. A diving stop by the second baseman, Dom Fisher, but it creeps into center field, and that's going to score a run. So Jaden Thomas comes through with an RBI hit. Makes it 6-3, Marysville. As Kramer scores from second base, Feldkamp moves up to second base. Now Thomas at first. So a big run. Seneca's trying to creep back into it, now down 6-3. And now it's up to Keaton Rottinghouse to keep this moving. The number 9 hitter, he is 0-1 with a ground out. And the first pitch hits the dirt, gets to the backstop, and kind of a hesitation. Now a throw to third, and this is going to get the out. That's going to end the inning. Feldkamp misplayed it. He either didn't see it or just kind of misjudged the scenario, and now he's barking down the third baseline, but that's going to be the final out. But Seneca does get a run, but it's Marysville with a 6-3 lead as we head to the fourth here on KNZA.
Are you ready to take control of your debit card in just a few taps? A convenient, secure, and easy way to manage your debit cards has arrived in our mobile banking app. Just click on My Cards in your United Bank & Trust mobile app or visit www.ubankonline.com for more information.
Check out the United Bank & Trust mobile banking app. Take control of your debit card. More info at www.ubankonline.com.
Whether you're having your first baby or your fourth, bringing a new life into the world is an amazing occasion. Community Healthcare System in Onega offers an unparalleled childbirth experience for moms and babies. Personalized, inexperienced nursing care guides parents through labor and delivery in a secure, quiet, and comfortable environment. After birth, mothers and babies are cared for together in spacious private rooms to facilitate bonding as they receive support, ensuring babies are off to the best possible start. If you are expecting, call Community Healthcare System in Onega or visit chcsks.org.
KNZA.
Seneca able to get one run back in the bottom of the third. They trail Marysville 6-3 as we start the fourth inning here in Wathena. It's an RBI hit by Jaden Thomas. Now Dom Fisher will lead things off for Marysville in the fourth. First pitch by Strothman in the dirt for ball one. Marysville batted around last inning, putting up five runs to take the lead. Swing and a miss makes it one ball and one strike. Fisher in that inning reached on an error, came around to score on the RBI double by Peyton LeDuc. Here's a ground ball right back to the pitcher, Strothman. Should be with ease, tossing over to first in time to Kramer for out number one. So here's Peyton LeDuc, who had the RBI double last inning. He also reached on an error in the first. His double was down the right field line that got away from Rodinghouse and near the corner and up to the fence. Now one out, nobody on here in the fourth, and he's going to hit one towards the shortstop. Good stab by Baker, turns and fires and gets him. Nice defensive play by Landon Baker at short, and quickly two outs in the inning. Here's Connor Halbert, who is one for two. Drove in a run with a single last inning, also lined out to first. So one for two, an RBI and a run scored for Connor Halbert. He's got nobody on and two outs as Strothman's trying to work a quick 1-2-3 inning. And the first pitch finds the strike zone, and it's 0-1. Next pitch is swung on and missed. Another good location there, just on the outside corner. Halbert swung right through it, and it's 0-2. Strothman trying to record his first 1-2-3 inning tonight. He is a strike away. Here's the pitch. And swung on and missed. He does just that. How about that inning for John Strothman? Quickly done. Zeros across the board. We head to the bottom of the fourth. 6-3 Marysville.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
Hot days and cool nights may be comfortable, but they often bring strong storms. Make sure your growing crops are protected with hail and wind policies from Farmers Mutual Hail. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance can explain options to help you develop the best plan. Enjoy the cool nights without the worry. Call Roy at 785-284-7611. That's 785-284-7611.
KNZA.
Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by Ryan Meiniger and team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland open 7 days a week with great specials. Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? And Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Colin Fellkamp in studio, Brandon Salmon with you. Thank you for tuning in to our Legion Baseball coverage here, the 1AA zone tournament in Wathena. Elimination game here between Marysville and Seneca. Marysville with the 6-3 lead as Seneca comes up to bat here in the bottom of the fourth. Gavin Elder will face Rodinghouse, Henry, and Dieters. So Rodinghouse steps in 0-for-1 with a ground out, and the first pitch to him outside for ball one. So far, Marysville, six runs, on 3 hits, 2 errors. 3 runs, 6 hits, 4 errors for Seneca. Running house, a swing and a miss at that off-speed pitch on the outside corner. Makes it 1-1. Marysville got 1 in the 1st, 5 in the 3rd. Seneca got 2 in the 1st and 1 in the 3rd. Here's a slow roller back to the pitcher. It's knocked down by Elder in a high throw, and it's in time. Good reach up there by Halbert. Elder's throw a little bit high. Rodinghouse grounds out to the pitcher for the first out, and the lineup flips over, and it's the top of the order with Andrew Henry. Henry's 0 for 2, a strikeout. He also reached on an error. Did have a stolen base as well back in the 2nd. His team down 3. 6-3 our score here in the bottom of the 4th. First pitch missing inside by Elder. 1-0. Jonah Dieter's up next. Next pitch, left side, but foul. And now 1-1. The only shade here on this field is out in left field, so that's a good spot to be. And there's a ground ball through the left side, and it's in the left field, and now on his horse to second base. A nice heads-up play by Andrew Henry, catching Schaefer off guard in left field, and what was certainly a single quickly turns into Henry getting to second base with one out. So Jonah Dieter's an RBI chance here as Seneca has an opportunity to chip away once again. And the first pitch missing inside to him for 1. And this one's hit well towards the gap in left center field, and that's going to drive in a run. And Seneca creeping back into it. It's an RBI single for Jonah Dieter's. And it's now a 6-4 ball game. So now Landon Baker is up. He singled and scored in the 1st. He has also got a ground out as well. Now Dieter's reaching base for a 2nd time. Cooper Scott will come out to courtesy run for him once again. Elder's first pitch, and it got him. Baker gets hit by the pitch, and he will take 1st. So here's John Strothman now with Dieter's at 2nd, Baker at 1st. A run in. It's a 6-4 game. Momentum swinging a little bit here to Seneca in the 4th. Elder's pitch gets away to the backstop, and both runners advance. Now a base hit could potentially tie the ball game. Dieter's to 3rd, Baker to 2nd. And now a meeting coming up on the hill with Elder as the Marysville lead is slowly trimming away a little bit as they lead it 6-4, but Seneca threatening with 2 in scoring position with 1 out. Looks like Elder will continue to pitch. So Rodinghouse started the inning with a ground out. Then Henry with a base hit getting to 2nd base with a double. Dieter's drove him in with a single. And then Baker was hit by a pitch. And then a wild pitch allowing Dieter's to take 3rd and Baker to take 2nd. So let's see if Elder can get out of a jam here. A base hit could tie the game. Strothman has 2 singles in 2 at-bats. A 6-4 Marysville lead in the bottom of the 4th. But Seneca a chance to tie the game or maybe even more. Elder's first pitch in there for 1 to Strothman. Winner will play another one in the nightcap against Hiawatha. This one's hit down the left field line, but just foul. And now Strothman in the hole. He is down 0-2. Now a ground ball. Left side, this is going to score a run. Bartles at third, throws it in time for the out. And now a throw to third, and safe at third. So an out is recorded, and a run is in. So an RBI ground out for Strothman as Dieter scores from third, and then Baker was nearly thrown out trying to take third. But he is in there safely. But now the umpires are discussing, and they're going to say out. So it is a 5-3-5 double play, essentially, as they do say Landon Baker was thrown out at third base. But a run is in, and it's a one-run ball game. We head to the fifth, Marysville 6, Seneca 5.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert and Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
KNZA.
Good ball game here in Wapena. Marysville with a 6-5 lead on Seneca. His own tournament ball game, elimination game here tonight. Two runs across for Seneca in their last at bat. The inning ends on a double play, but a run able to score to get Seneca to within one at 6-5 as we start the fifth inning. Marysville will send up Schaefer, Bartles, and Fisher. And then Hill, if one of those three are able to get on against John Strothman, who continues to pitch for Seneca. Marysville, one in the first, five in the third. First pitch swinging is Schaefer. He fouls it away for strike one. Schaefer was hit by a pitch in his last at bat, came around to score. He's also got a strikeout and a check swing. He went around there, and the count now is 0-2. Strothman has rung up five strikeouts tonight. Make it six. Beautiful bender in there. And just like that, Schaefer down on strikes for a second time tonight. And there's one out in the inning. Six strikeouts for Strothman. And that brings up Bartles, who is 0-1 with a walk. Popped out to second his last time up. And he hits this one well towards left field, but playing it is Thomas in the shade, makes the catch, and quickly two outs. Strothman in a little bit of a groove. He's retired the last six and trying to go 1-2-3 once again. Now Nate Fisher steps in, 1-for-2. He singled in his last at bat, and now he's going to hit one towards the left side. A lot of spin. Tough play for Baker, and a long throw. Wasn't going to get Fisher. That's going to be an infield single for Nate Fisher. So his second hit, and that keeps the inning alive for Hunter Hill, who walked with the bases loaded in his last at bat. And a courtesy runner is going to come in for Fisher at first base. And it looks to be Colton Shoddy over there at first base, doing the duties of the courtesy runner as Stroffman tries to get out of the inning. There's a swing and a miss. Shoddy's going to take off. Beautiful throw by the catcher, Dieters, and he is out without question. Oh, just like that, the inning is done, and Seneca starting to gain momentum. They're down one. We head to the bottom of the fifth, 6-5, Marysville.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Your project starts here. With the help of Hiawatha Farm and Home, install Barmer Lumber, especially if your project is reshingling. Both locations stock shingles by Owens Corning and CertainTeed, and can order other brands if you prefer. They also stock black felt paper rolls, and a new product you might consider is synthetic roofing underlayment. It's the future in felt replacement technology. The advanced polymer handles the wind and rain, has a 30-year warranty, and is 20 times stronger than 30-pound felt. Check out all your roofing options at Stahl Barmer Lumber in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the fifth inning, got a good one here in Wathena as Marysville clinging to a 6-5 lead as Marysville will stick with Gavin Elder on the bump. He'll face the middle of the Seneca order here in the bottom of the fifth with Kramer, Feldkamp, and Herder. Marysville had a 6-2 lead going into the bottom of the third. Seneca since added one in the third and two more in the fourth to get to within 6-5. Seneca's pitcher, John Stroffman, has been very good the last couple of innings. You kind of feel the tide turning a little bit as Seneca comes up here down one in the bottom of the fifth. Winner will play Hiawatha in the nightcap, with the winner of that ball game advancing to the championship tomorrow night, where the top seed, Doniphan County, awaits. So here we go. Here's the lefty, Cooper Kramer. Had a sack fly with an RBI in the first. He also walked and scored the lone run in the third. He steps in, Elder's first pitch, missing low for ball one. And the 1-0 outside. Two balls and no strikes. Elder over 70 pitches to this point. There's a swing and a miss on what would have been ball three, but it's fouled away. Now two balls and one strike here to Kramer. Again, a sack fly and a walk. A run scored for him tonight. Marysville clinging to a 6-5 lead. Here's the pitch. That one's way up and out. And now three balls and one strike. Let's see what Kramer does here with a hitter-friendly count at 3-1. Elder's pitch is swung on and drilled off Halbert at first, and it's going to go into shallow right field, and Kramer is on and appears to be okay as Connor Halbert. That's going to go down as a hit. That was struck very hard, and it looks like it might have hit off the side of his neck and into shallow right field. Halbert's getting checked on at first, appears to be okay. He's waving it off, appears to be fine, and gives the thumbs up. He's good to go. But Kramer is on to lead things off with a hit. He's at first, nobody out, and now Aiden Feldkamp steps in. He had an RBI single in the first, and now nearly gets hit with this pitch, but just backs up. It's 1-0. As Kramer at first represents the tying run, Feldkamp at the plate representing the go-ahead run here in the bottom of the fifth. Throw over to first. Kramer back in time. Belkamp also has reached on an error, and then he was caught stealing to end the third inning. Next pitch in the dirt. Now two balls and no strikes. Now you feel the momentum shifting a little bit here towards Seneca. Elder's really got to tighten up here in this inning as Seneca looks to potentially tie or take the lead. There's a good pitch, swing and a miss by Belkamp, and it's two balls and one strike. So far, Marysville, 6 runs, 4 hits, couple of errors. Seneca, 5 runs, 9 hits, 4 errors. Boy, that's a very close pitch, and it misses, I guess, inside. Now 3 balls and 1 strike here to Belkamp. Big pitch coming up here for Elder. And that one finds the strike zone. Belkamp found it was ball 4. Now the count is 3-2. So Elder with a 3-2 count here. Big pitch. And it's a ground ball right side. Slow roller. And it's going to be an error by Dom Fisher at second base. It was a slow roller. The only play was going to be at first. But it should have been at least one out. And he kicks it away, and now it's an error. And now 2 on with nobody out. Garrett Herter now an opportunity. Tying run at second. Go-ahead run at first. Here in the bottom of the fifth. Swing and a miss by Herter, and the count's 0-1. He walked in the first, popped out to second in the third. He's got 2 on, nobody out here in the fifth. Next pitch is up. Now 1 ball and 1 strike. Kramer led off the inning with a single. Belkamp just reached on an error by the second baseman, Dom Fisher. Off-speed pitch. Elder gets a good strike there. Now 1 ball and 2 strikes. Here's the 1-2, and it's hit foul. Out of play right side. So we'll do it again at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kramer at second, Belkamp at first. Bottom of the fifth. 1-2 count to Garrett Herter, the second baseman for Seneca. Marysville clinging to a 6-5 lead. And the pitch is high, gets away to the backstop, and both runners advance. So now base hits could give Seneca the lead. Runners at second and third with nobody out. Two balls and two strikes. And it's going to be a slow roller. Left side, Bartles is going to play it to first. A high throw, gets the out, but a run is in and the game is tied. Belkamp gets to third, Herter drives in a run. First out's recorded, and now Jaden Thomas with a chance to give his team the lead. We're tied at 6. 1 out, bottom of the fifth. Belkamp is at third base. First pitch by Elder, just missing, ball 1. Thomas 1-for-2, a single and an RBI. Drove in the lone run back in the third. Elder's next pitch is going to be a slow roller. Ground ball picked up by the catcher in fair territory, makes the throw to first, and a huge out as that keeps the runner at third. So now it's up to the number 9 hitter, Keaton Rottinghouse, who is 0-for-2. In a 6-6 ball game here on the bottom of the fifth. Garrett Herter tying the game with an RBI groundout. Rottinghouse takes a pitch inside for ball 1. Seneca has rattled off 4 unanswered after trailing 6-2 after the top of the third. Here's a ball that gets away to the backstop, a wild pitch, and that's going to allow a run to score. And Belkamp is in, and Seneca takes the lead at 7-6. So Rottinghouse with a 2-0 count now can take a deep breath as the run is in. So now nobody on and two outs. As Seneca has taken the lead, it's 7-6 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Now Rottinghouse swings, pops this one up towards shallow right field, and it drops in for a hit between Dom Fisher and Tragen Graff in right field. And Dom Fisher slams his glove down in shallow right center. In frustration, perfectly placed by Rottinghouse, and he keeps the inning alive. Back to the top of the order with Andrew Henry, who has reached twice. He has doubled and scored. Also reached on an error and has struck out. So two across here in the inning. Seneca back in front. They had a brief 2-1 lead early. There's a swing and a miss. Ball gets away, and it's going to be a foul ball as Henry just got a piece of it. And the count is 0-1. Elder fires, it's in the dirt. Now one ball and one strike here to Henry. So Seneca got a lead in the first after scoring two. They led 2-1. Now this one's hit towards the left side and into left field past Kirkland for another two out hit. So Henry with his second hit. Now Jonah Dieter steps in, who is also had a good night, two singles, two runs scored, and an RBI. Two on and two outs. Now Seneca, a chance for a little bit of insurance as they lead it 7-6 and have runners at first and second with two outs. And a swing and a miss on a high off-speed pitch. It's 0-1 here to Dieters. Rottinghouse at second, Henry at first, and that pitch runs inside and hits Jonah Dieters in the back, and he takes first, and the bases are loaded. Rottinghouse to third, Henry to second, Dieters to first. That might be all for Elder here tonight. A walk to the mound in Marysville. All the momentum now with Seneca. Marysville had a 6-2 lead early on in this game. And that lead is done and gone as they are now down 7-6. With two outs in the bottom of the fifth and the bases are loaded for Landon Baker coming up. And we will have a pitching change. So Elder is out. We'll let you know who's in when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did you know that SBS Insurance can insure everything in your garage? Whether you beat the trails, ride the open road, enjoy the rippling waters, or camp in style, we have the ability to protect the property that you have worked so hard to enjoy. Find out how much you can save by having SBS Insurance Agency quote your boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. We can save you time and money by bundling all of your property with one of our multiple companies. Call SBS Insurance and we will put you on the path to protection.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Marysville turning to Hunter Hill to try to get Marysville out of this jam here in the bottom of the fifth. As Gavin Elder's night is done, and Hunter Hill coming up here in a challenging spot. Seneca has the bases loaded with two outs. They have scored two to take the lead. It's 7-6 in favor of Seneca with the number three hitter, Landon Baker, coming up. Rottinghouse at third, Henry at second. Dieters is at first, was just hit by a pitch. Again, Marysville scored one in the first, five in the third. They led it 6-2 going into the bottom of the third. But Seneca has since scored one in the third, two in the fourth, two more here in the fifth to take the lead. And a chance for more. Baker an opportunity with the bases loaded. And what is, again, an elimination game here tonight. The winner will play Hiawatha in the nightcap. Loser will have their season come to an end. Any insurance here is certainly good insurance. And now it's up to Hunter Hill to try to retire Baker and keep this in a one-run game. So Hunter Hill now pitching. They put Leduc in right. As the catcher, Nate Fisher, comes back out of the dugout to settle in and catch here for Hunter Hill. So here we go. Again, the base is loaded, two outs. Seneca has taken the lead at 7-6 and a chance for more. Landon Baker steps in. Hill's first pitch is popped up. Shallow center. This could be trouble. And coming on to make the catch is Tragen Graff in center field. And that retires the side. So it was a challenging play, and he certainly makes it as Graff closes that out. So Hunter Hill able to get the job done. But Seneca gets their job done by taking the lead. 7-6 Seneca. We head to the sixth. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KNZA.
Seneca doing the damage in the bottom of the fifth, taking the lead, scoring two runs. They lead Marysville 7-6 here as we start the sixth inning. As it will be Strothman to continue on the bump for Seneca. He'll face 9-1-2 in the order with Hill, Kirkland, and Graff. So two runs, three hits. Seneca did leave the bases loaded there. That's the second time tonight they have left the bases loaded. They also did it back in the first. But they did do the job to take the lead. And now let's see if Strothman can continue his nice pitching here. He's been good the last couple of innings. First pitch to Hunter Hill is in there for strike one. He is 0-1 with a walk. His walk was with the bases loaded back when they scored five in the third. Next pitch missing inside, one ball and one strike. He also has grounded out to second base, but he just came in, relieved Elder that last half inning and got the last out when the bases were loaded after Seneca took the lead. Swing and a miss there, one ball and two strikes now. Here's Strothman's 1-2, and it is swung on and missed. It hits the dirt, so they'll throw it down to first to complete the out, and there it is. Another strikeout for Strothman. Make it 7 for Strothman. And to the top of the order with Ben Kirkland, who struck out in the third. He's also been hit by a pitch twice and has scored a run. was also hit by a pitch in the game last night against Corning, so doubt he wants to get hit by another pitch. First pitch outside, ball one. And a swing and a miss. Good location there on the outside for Strothman. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. Five of the six runs for Marysville scored in the third, and this one's laced towards center field, and it gets past Herter. And Henry picks it up in center field, so Kirkland comes through with a one-out single, and he represents the tying run. Now Tragen Graff had a sac fly in the first, walked and scored in the third, struck out in the fourth. He's got Kirkland at first and one out. Quick throw to first, and the ball's going to get away. And Kirkland's going to take second, and still nobody has it. It's way out there in right field, and Kirkland's going to go first to third. Well, it's going to be an error on Strothman. And then Brodinghouse and Wright, Kramer at first, just casual going to get it, and Kirkland heads up, and he takes third. So just like that, the tying run at third base with just one out. Ground ball left side, but foul. Here to Graff, so the count's 0-1. So whether it's a ground out potentially, a sac fly, options there for Graff to bring home the tying run in the sixth. And that pitch runs inside and hits him. So Graff reaching base for a second time, this one via the hit-by-pitch. And now Dom Fisher will step in, a chance to drive in the tying run. Reached on an error, scored in the third. He's also got a ground out and a line out. He'll show bunt, pulls back, and a steal as Graff will take second base without a throw. So now a base hit could potentially give Marysville the lead back. Second and third with one out. They trail 7-6 here in the top of the sixth. There's another foul ball, just getting a piece. Is Fisher there? One ball and one strike. This has been a back and forth ball game. It's been good so far. And a little liner back to the pitcher, and Strothman makes the catch. Both runners able to get back. So there's the big second out. And now it's up to Peyton LeDuc. Doubled in a run back in the third. Also scored a run. He's also reached on an error and is grounded out. Second and third with two outs. He swings and misses at the first pitch. It's 0-1. Big spot in this game. Seneca 7, Marysville 6. Top of the six, Marysville second and third with two outs. And this one is looped towards the right side, and it's going to fall in for a hit. And how about Peyton LeDuc coming through with a two RBI single, and Marysville gets the lead back here in the six. They lead at 8-7. Just stuck his bat out. It was on the outside corner and just looped it to shallow right. And both runs come in to score. So LeDuc does his job, and Marysville with the 8-7 lead. Now Connor Halbert steps in, who has a hit and an RBI. He's also struck out and has a line out as well. LeDuc at first with two outs. LeDuc came through with the big two RBI single. There's a strike on the outside corner to Halbert. It's one ball and one strike. 8-7 Marysville. And the ball gets away. Dieters, it was underneath the umpire, couldn't really see where it was, and after a little bit of hesitation, LeDuc able to take second base. So now he's in scoring position with two outs. We've seen Halbert multiple times in the last couple of games coming through with key RBI hits, and he has an opportunity here. Here's a ground ball, slow roller. Shortstop Baker has it, takes his time, throw to first, and there's the out. But Peyton LeDuc comes through for Marysville with the two RBI single, and they're back in front. 8-7, their lead over Seneca. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning here on KNZA.
If you take pride in your yard's appearance, then you know what a great tool a string trimmer can be. Heinen True Value Farm Supplies in downtown Seneca is your local steel dealer, offering sales and service of the steel line. Steel trimmers are reliable, easy to use, powerful, and now you can choose battery-powered or gas-powered. Their trimmers and weeders come in a variety of handles with either loop or bi-candle style. Around the house or for commercial use, steel trimmers make the work easier. See Heinen True Value Farm Supplies in downtown Seneca.
It's your choice. In healthcare, there's a common belief that you're limited to the options your specialist suggests for your ancillary services, including lab work, imaging, therapy, and other diagnostic testing. The truth is, you make the decision on where you go for those services, depending on your insurance coverage. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital provides a wide range of ancillary services to best fit the needs of you and your family. Please visit www.nemvch.com to view a list of all of our current services. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back and forth we go as we now head to the bottom of the sixth inning here as Seneca now trailing once again. They're down 8-7. Marysville getting two big runs in the top of the sixth to retake the lead. Peyton LeDuc with the two-out, two RBI single, giving Marysville the lead back after they had a 6-2 lead early in this game, and then Marysville gave that lead up as Seneca would score five runs over the next three innings. One in the third, two in the fourth, two in the fifth to take a 7-6 lead, but then Marysville able to come back with that big hit by LeDuc. They lead it now 8-7 as Seneca comes up here in the bottom of the sixth. It'll be Strothman, Kramer, and Feldkamp due up as Hunter Hill goes back to work for Marysville. Strothman hit into a double play his last at bat, but drove in a run. Also has a couple of singles. He'll lead things off with his team down one. Hill's first pitch outside, ball one. So again, Seneca, two in the first, one in the third, two in the fourth, and two in the fifth. They have 11 hits, but they have five errors. Ground ball left side. Bartles has it. Long throw across the diamond. Perfectly placed to Halbert. Goes 5-3, and there's the first out here in the bottom of the sixth. Now Cooper Kramer, who has reached twice. He has scored twice. Drove in a run with a sac fly in the first. Marysville trying to now hold on as Seneca is down to their final five outs. First pitch is swung on, fouled away, and it's 0-1 here on Kramer. Hiawatha awaits the winner in the nightcap, with the winner of that game going to the championship tomorrow night against the top seed, Doniphan County. Next pitch up and away, one ball and one strike. Hill back to work quickly. The pitch to Kramer is in there for strike two. So now one ball and two strikes here on Cooper Kramer. Here is the kick and fire. Way upstairs. Might have got away from Hill a little bit. Now two balls and two strikes. Seen multiple lead changes in this game. Marysville currently leading at 8-7. Ground ball right side. Dom Fisher under his glove, and that is another error by the second baseman. Now nine combined errors between these two teams, and that represents the tying run. So now Aiden Feldkamp steps in. So Feldkamp steps in. The tying run is at first with Cooper Kramer with one out here in the sixth. Hill throws to first, dug out there by Halbert, and Kramer back in time. Seneca's going to have to rally again. They're down 8-7 here in the bottom of the sixth. Pitch by Hill, just missing inside. It's 1-0. On Feldkamp, singled in a run in the first. He's also reached on an error twice. So he's been up three times. He has reached base three times. He has drove in one and scored one. Slow roller, left side, probably only play his first. Bartles, long throw and not in time. It'll be an infield single. Feldkamp, good speed. And now first and second with still one out. So now the tying run is in scoring position. The go-ahead run is at first with the second baseman, Garrett Herter, stepping in. Herter has walked, popped out to second, and is grounded out to third. His ground out to the third baseman did drive in a run. First pitch upstairs, ball one. Marysville trying to hold on now. They had a big two RBI single in their last at bat to take the 8-7 lead. That's where we're at. And Seneca trying to come back. And then now a pass ball is going to get to the backstop and both runners advance. Kramer to third, Feldkamp to second. And it certainly wasn't a wild pitch. It was just on the outside corner and it just hit off the glove of the catcher, Nate Fisher. And now a single could give Seneca the lead here in the bottom of the sixth. Two balls, no strikes, and a swing and a miss there. Good pitch by Hill, and it's now 2-1 on Herter. So now Hill's in a tough spot. Pop up right side. First baseman Halbert's into foul territory. Can't make the catch. Just out of the reach of his glove, and it's going to be two balls and two strikes. Kramer at third, Feldkamp at second. One out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. A 2-2 count here on Garrett Herter. Marysville holding on to an 8-7 lead in this elimination game. Here's Hill's 2-2. And a swing and a foul ball. Looked to be a strikeout for a second, but just getting a piece is Herter. So it stays 2-2. Jaden Thomas is up next. Hunter Hill sets, fires, and another foul ball, just barely getting a piece, is Herter, so he stays alive at 2-2. A chance to be the hero here for Seneca is the second baseman, Garrett Herter. Can he come through? The 2-2, it's outside, three balls and two strikes. Again, Jaden Thomas up next for Seneca. Winner gets Hiawatha in the nightcap. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss. Pitch that was outside. And Herter is down on strikes and a huge second out. So now it's up to the lefty, Jaden Thomas. Two outs, two on, 8-7 Marysville here in the bottom of the sixth. Thomas has Kramer at third, Feldkamp at second. Hill's first pitch, just missing outside, ball one. Jaden Thomas, 1-for-3, a single and an RBI, a couple of ground outs as well. He has a chance to give his team the lead late. Pitch is high. Two balls and no strikes. Field getting a little bit more shade as the sun works its way down. This one's hit towards left field. It's kind of slicing towards the line, and it's in there. Schaefer picks it up. Thomas towards second, and he does come through with the two RBI double. Wow, what a swing. And Thomas comes through, and Seneca now leads it 9-8. A slicer down the left field line. And Thomas hustles in for the double. He drives in two. Seneca takes the lead. And Rottinghouse is up next. He is 1-for-3. As instead of Rottinghouse, it's going to be Cooper Scott who's going to pitch hit. So Scott will get his first at bat and takes the first pitch strike. So Jaden Thomas comes through with the big hit. Seneca back in front, 9-8. And we have seen now multiple lead changes in this game, especially here in the last couple of innings. And now Marysville is going to need to at least score one in the next inning to keep the game alive. But Scott has an opportunity here with the runner at second and two down to maybe add a little bit of insurance. Counts 2-1 here on Cooper Scott. Ground ball left side, and it is there down the third baseline, and Cooper Scott with the pitch hit RBI single, and it's now 10-8 Seneca. What an inning here for Seneca. The bottom of the order coming through, a pitch hitter, and Cooper Scott adds an RBI single, and three runs have scored. Now Seneca's lead is 2 here in the bottom of the sixth. Quick throw back to first as now the lineup flips over to Andrew Henry, who is batting for a fifth time. He has reached 3 times and has a strikeout. He has a single, a walk, and has also reached on an error. Next pitch by Hill is in there for strike number one. Next pitch, ground ball. Bartles on a hop, has time, throws it, and gets the out. Henry thought he was safe, but they do punch him out at first. But Seneca comes through with 3 runs to take a 2-run lead into the seventh. It's a 10-8 score. We're back in a moment.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Seneca now a chance to close the door and end Marysville season after a 3 spot in the bottom of the sixth inning. It was Jaden Thomas who came through with the huge 2 RBI double, and then Cooper Scott, a pitch hit RBI single after Seneca went into the bottom of the sixth trailing 8-7, 2 big hits. They lead it 10-8 as we start the seventh inning. And now Marysville needing at least 2 to keep the game alive. And Tristan Schaefer will lead things off against Strothman. First pitch swinging, ground ball to the second baseman. Over to first in time for the out. And just like that, 1 pitch, 1 out here in the seventh. Now Chris Bartles, who has walked with a pop out and a line out. As Seneca is trying to get to the nightcap where Hiawatha awaits. Off-speed pitch by Strothman outside for ball one. Next pitch is swung on and missed. Bartles walked back in the second. He popped out to second in the third, lined out to left in the fifth. Next pitch by Strothman in there for a strike, and it's now 1-2. Seneca with a 10-8 lead here in the seventh. Marysville needing 2 to keep the game moving. Next pitch to Bartles outside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. multiple lead changes late in the ball game. Marysville was down going into the sixth, scored two to get the lead back, and then Seneca scored three in the sixth to retake the lead going into the final frame. Next pitch was inside. It's now 3-2 here to Bartles. Strothman trying to go the distance, and the next pitch missing for ball four. So a one-out walk. Now it's Nate Fisher who steps in, who has a couple of singles and a strikeout. He represents the tying run here in the seventh. So Strothman back to work. Bartles at first. First pitch just missing to Nate Fisher for ball one. So we're here in the seventh. Seneca with a two-run lead. 10-8 is our score. Bartles takes off. There's a strike. Throw to second. And a good throw, but Bartles had a good jump. And he's in a scoring position with one out. Count to Fisher is one ball and one strike. So again, Fisher represents the tying run, and he's going to hit this one towards shallow center field as Henry comes on to make the catch, and Marysville down to their final out. And it's up to the number nine hitter, Hunter Hill, who has walked, has struck out, and also has a ground out. This has been a solid game here in the first of two tonight as Strothman throws in a strike to Hunter Hill. It's 0-1. Next pitch. In there again. Strike two, and quickly Hill is down to Marysville's final strike, potentially of the season. Strothman's going to step off the rubber. Look Bartles back to second base. Now fires. And a pop-up right side. Kramer, the first baseman, towards the fence, and he can't make the play. Might have been out of play. So we'll do it again at 0-2. Marysville had their opportunities for sure. They jumped out to a 6-2 lead early. They got a one-run lead back after the top of the sixth. They let it go in the bottom of the sixth as Seneca scored three to take a two-run lead. And there's a swing and a miss. A strikeout, and that does it. As Seneca comes from behind on multiple occasions to win the ball game by a 10-8 final over Marysville. We'll step aside and wrap up this first one when we come back here on KNZA.
Are you ready to take control of your debit card in just a few taps? A convenient, secure, and easy way to manage your debit cards has arrived in our mobile banking app. Just click on My Cards in your United Bank & Trust mobile app or visit www.ubankonline.com for more information.
Check out the United Bank & Trust mobile banking app. Take control of your debit card. More info at www.ubankonline.com.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
KNZA.
First at two tonight comes to a close, and Seneca has to rally multiple times to knock out Marysville by a final score of 10-8. Multiple lead changes in the final few innings, as Marysville certainly had their opportunities as they got out to an early 6-2 lead after they played it five runs in the top of the third inning, but Seneca came roaring back with one in the third, two in the fourth, two in the fifth, and then once we got to the sixth, Marysville was down 7-6, but they scored two to take an 8-7 lead, and then Marysville could not hold on. Seneca came through clutch in the bottom of the sixth inning, The big hit was a two RBI double by Jaden Thomas, and then he was brought home by pitch hitter Cooper Scott with his first at bat tonight, coming through with an RBI single. Seneca played three runs in the sixth, and they held on for the 10-8 win as Strothman able to go the distance, pitching a complete game for Seneca. Now Seneca, they'll have to turn right around, and they'll play Hiawatha here in the nightcap, with the winner of this one coming up here in a bit, playing Doniphan County in the championship tomorrow night. So again, running through the final numbers in this one, as Seneca gets the win 10-8. Seneca 10 runs, 14 hits, 5 errors. They left 10 on base. Marysville, 8 runs, 5 hits, 4 errors, and they left 7 on base. Now time to announce our McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. Certainly plenty of options here for Seneca, but I like Jaden Thomas in this spot. He was 2-for-4. He drove in 3 runs, 2 of which coming on that 2 RBI double in the 6th, which turned out to be the game-winning hit for Seneca. The 2 RBI double in the bottom of the 6th inning. Jaden Thomas, a 2-for-4 night with a single, a double, and 3 RBIs in the game-winning hit in the bottom of the 6th inning. Jaden Thomas, our McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. So we're going to go ahead, send it back to the studio for a little bit. Colin Feldkamp will keep you guys occupied and take care of you here for the next 15, 20 minutes or so, as we're now in between games. So we'll come back and get you set for the nightcap, which is Hiawatha and Seneca, with the winner moving on to the championship against Doniphan County tomorrow night. Again, the final score, Seneca 10, Marysville 8. We're back in a bit. Keep it locked. You're listening to Legion Baseball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.